when your heart breaks and your hope is shattered, that that is a fresh opportunity to experience God in a new way. Don't run from God when things break. Run to Him.
Did you feel ever, or do you even feel now, that the way God allowed things to play out was slightly unfair?
The faith of my family that I come from, having daddy and mommy teaching me my whole life, and then having you, my siblings, being able to share how you feel, but your faith and hope through it all, has really helped gird me up, because I didn't have to go through it and do it by myself.
With my four children, Anthony, Jonathan, Priscilla, and Crystal, and we are excited about something we're going to share with you.
Our mother said to us very many times, actually, she said, I want y'all to do something together. I want you to be together. And that's exactly what we did.
So Divine Disruption is our story on paper. It's just about how the Lord continued to infuse hope and joy and strength and peace to us, even as we continue to heal from all this disruptions from the past few years. And we're hoping that this can be just a blessing to you in your lives as well.
Absolutely.
Like Priscilla said, we put it on paper for you, and we'd love for you to pick up a copy of that book. You can do that. You can even pre-order the book by going to divinedisruptionbook.com. In fact, we'd love for you to pre-order that so that as soon as that book comes out, you can hold it in hand.
So from our heart to your heart, from our family to your family, we know this will be a blessing to you as much as it has been to us to put it on paper and give it to you. God bless.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. That was Dr. Tony Evans, along with his children, discussing their book entitled Divine Disruption, Holding On to Faith When Life Breaks Your Heart. They wrote this together as a family after the loss of their mother, Lois, in December of 2019. Now, before her death, she had one final wish for her family, and it was this. She wanted them to work together, which they accomplished with the publication of this book during the pandemic. Reflecting on this, I simply marvel yet again at our Lord's perfect timing as we prepare to celebrate Resurrection Sunday at the end of this month. Just like the disciples after the crucifixion, we may think it's game over, but the Lord says, no, no, I've got a new thing for you. And I have a personal testimony to share with you about Dr. Evans and his family from way back in March 2008, right before our awesome Lord led us right to the front door of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. But for now, almost exalted clicker person, change that slide. Thank you. Now, today's scripture focus verse is found in the book of Lamentations. What is Lamentations? So glad you asked. Written as a series of dirges. Dirges are things you say at people's funerals. Elegies, laments. Following the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC, Lamentations attempts to put into words the heartache, the despair of the prophet Jeremiah, who had survived the siege of Jerusalem and subsequent captivity at the hands of Babylon. If Jeremiah's first book, by the name Jeremiah, was the prophetic warning anticipating the fall of Jerusalem, Its sequel, Book of Lamentations, was Jeremiah's reflections upon it. Now, normally this time of year, as we prepare for Resurrection Day, we think of the glorious day itself, Easter morning. And that's great. And there's a place for that. And we absolutely should be doing that. Going to sunrise services, if you've ever done that. I have. Been a long, long, long time. Nothing wrong with it. But I feel as though we're simply not able to grasp the glory of the risen Christ without considering the depths of darkness and despair that preceded it. It's the contrast of the two. Written by the weeping prophet, the book of Jeremiah does just that. It is a lamentation. Now, here from the third chapter, verses 55 through 58. Here from the NASB. I called your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. Oh, that is an awesome thing. Oh, such a glorious divine disruption that redeems us from the pit of hell. That is the divine disruption that changed all of history, was the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We even date our time BC, before Christ, and AD, after his death. But it really should be AR, after his resurrection. And how timely is this verse? Not for this time of year, but also for this season of our church. I truly believe that our lamentations about our church, what's going to happen, ain't nothing compared to the glory that he has in store for us. Amen. Amen. So, let me just share with you a true story about our awesome Lord's perfect timing. So, arise, oh, most valuable clicker peep. Although that means something else this time of year, peeps. Once again, it is time to click and thank you. I call this my personal testimony from Fifth Sunday, way back in 2008. Yeah, crazy. 16 years ago, back in March of that year, Beloved and I found ourselves in a season of divine disruption ourselves. I was no longer working with Johnny and Friends as church relations coordinator. Our home church had up and moved from across the street up to Allen. And I for one felt restless at our shiny new mega church where we were the disability ministry. Beloved and I think there was one other gentleman who had a catastrophic accident. We were it. But then I got a call from Elizabeth Connings, who invited me to speak at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship about disability ministry. Wow. Now, I met her through Johnny and Friends. I had called her and I wanted to discuss disability ministry, maybe setting something up at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. So I told her, hey, I'm no longer with Johnny and Friends. And she said, no problem. We want to hear from you. We don't want to hear from Johnny and Friends. We don't know them. So, yay. Off we went. And after I spoke, we were invited to have lunch with Dr. Evans and his family, who were, they were somewhat distracted themselves, as I recall. They were, I think they were about fixing to go on a spring break vacay. But just very cordial. I remember Lois was delightful. And though nothing really ever materialized as far as working with Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, they never fully really embraced the concept. Gee, how many churches are guilty of that? But I digress. 16 years later, Beloved and I are still here. And we're blessed to be doing the Lord's work in this most awesome ministry field, in my humble opinion. And I can only see that he's got some awesome things in store for us in the future. So what's the takeaway for today? Oh, most faithful. Clicker boss, please click away if you would. Simply this. Lament not at the divine disruption in your life. Certainly no one in this congregation has had at least one divine disruption in their life, or they're having them now, or they're going to have them in the future. But it is only through them that our awesome Lord is going to be able to do a new thing for our good and for his glory. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are just so looking forward to seeing what you have in store for us. We are encouraged by the people coming alongside us, willing to help us, willing to reach out to our community. And I simply don't believe that you've brought us this far to leave us. That's not the way you work. No, no, no. We're to keep our eyes upon you, to spare not at the darkness we may see, but look forward to the glorious light that is going to rise from your glory. And you are allowing us to be a part of that. What is not to love? We just pray, Lord, grant us the courage, the carriage, as Tony Evans would say, and the wisdom and the strength to not give up, but to continue to press forward towards the goal, which is in your Son and our Savior, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.